Hello, I'm Chris of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Now, for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Correct.
Thank you very much. And in which state do you currently live?
California.
Thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Fresno.
Thank you. Now, of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
So.
Both?
So.
Cell phone. Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote in California?
I am.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1947.
Thank you very much. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American
white.
Indian or Alaska Native? Thank
white.
You. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I have a doctorate.
Thank you. And now getting started. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Absolutely disapprove.
And was that a disapprove?
Yes.
Because we do have somewhat disapprove and strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Probably the Republican one.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll move on to the next one. The first one is Joanna Garcia Rose.
Don't really know her.
And never heard of her or no opinion.
I've never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And then we have Kamala Harris.
Strongly unfavorable.
Thank you. And Esmeralda Soria.
Strongly unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Is it climate change, inflation and the cost of living, crime and public safety, homelessness, abortion, education, border security, taxes, healthcare, or jobs and the economy?
I can only choose one?
Only one, the most important.
Inflation.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you very much. And next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
You didn't ask me about RFK. How come?
Oh, well, this is
Or the libertarian.
We're required to read verbatim, so.
Okay. Of those who are picked Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother?
Rose.
Thank you very much. And is that a definitely Garcia Rose or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Oh, hell, it's seriously off there on the wrong track.
Thank you. And next, over the last few years.
I have to tell you, I got my renewal on my house insurance. And it went up 45%. I got my renewal on PG&E. It's up 33% since last year.
Oh.
So, yeah, on the wrong track.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. Now, and next, over the few last years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
Definitely increased.
Thank you. And on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes.
And next,
and
I'd like to read
the parties as well.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'm an independent, so.
Okay, thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. First, we have Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public in law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
Much more likely.
Then we have in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
Much more likely.
And last, we have to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
Much more likely.
Thank you very much. Now that you have heard some information, let me ask again. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
Rose.
Thank you very much. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I want to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. The first one is, Esmeralda Soria has traveled to Sacramento to demand that legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Much more or less likely to vote for her.
Much less likely.
Right.
Then we have a politician, Esmeralda Soria, has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have Esmeralda Soria voting. I know.
Sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. Now we have Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even more of Soria's personal expenses.
Really? Much less likely.
Thank you. The second to last statement we have is Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
Much less likely.
Thank you. And last for this section, we have, well, families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table. Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Much less likely.
Thank you very much. And now that you have heard some more information, let me ask you one last time. If the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly member?
Rose.
Thank you very much. Now we just have a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we'll be finished. Now, okay. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. And if you're independent, do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Neither one.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Moderate.
Thank you. And on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-life.
Thank you. And some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stances on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position of abortion?
Can I give you a possibly?
We only have yes, you would, no, you would not.
Probably, yes.
Thank you very much. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful
All right.
day, ma'am.
You too. Have a good day.
Thank you.